ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नास्तपयेष्वरेषु नित्यं भगवतः सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीम्। निगमकल्पतरोर्गणितं परं सुखमुखदमृतदिवसम्मतं विविधभक्तं रासमालयं मुहुरौरासिकभुवि भावुकः। एते चंसाकरा पुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवन् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं हृद्यन्ते युगे युगे। नाम सङ्कीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणामदुःखशमनस्तं नमामि हरिं परम्। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम् 8th कैंटो 24th चैप्टर मत्स्य द लॉर्ड्स फिश इंकर्नेशन टेक्स्ट नंबर 50। अचक्षुर अंधस्य यताग्रानी कृतस् तथा जनस्य अविदुषां अबुद्धां गुरो त्वं अर्कद्रिक् सर्वदृशं समीक्षणं वृतो गुरोर्न स्वगतिं बुभुत्सताम्। अचक्षुरन्धस्य यताग्रीकृतस् तथा जनस्य विदुषः बुद्धगुरुः तमार्कदृक् सर्वदृशं समीक्षणं इतो गुरुर्ना सगतिं बुभुत्सतम्। अचक्षुम् वन हु डस नॉट हैव हिज पावर ऑफ साइट। अंधस्य फॉर सच अ ब्लाइंड पर्सन यथा एज अग्रानी द लीडर हु गोज फर्स्ट कृता एक्सेप्टेड तथा सिमिलरली जनस्य सच अ पर्सन अविदुषः हु हैज नो नॉलेज ऑफ द गोल ऑफ लाइफ अबुद्धा a foolish rascal guru the spiritual master tvam your lordship arkadrik appear like the sun sarvadresham of all sources of knowledge samikshana the complete seer vrita accepted guru the spiritual master na our swagatim one who knows his real self interest bubut satam such an enlightened person translation and purport by his divine grace Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation as a blind man being unable to see accepts another blind man as his leader. People who do not know the goal of life accept someone as a guru who is a rascal and a fool. But we are interested in self-realization. Therefore, we accept you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as our spiritual master, for you are able to see in all directions and are omniscient like the sun. Purport. The conditioned soul, being wrapped in ignorance and therefore not knowing the goal of life, accepts a guru who can juggle words and make some display of magic that is wonderful to a fool. Sometimes a foolish person accepts someone as a guru because he can manufacture a small quantity of gold by mystic yogic power. Because such a disciple has a poor fund of knowledge, he cannot judge whether the manufacture of gold is the criterion for a guru. Why should one not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, from whom unlimited numbers of gold mines come into being? Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate. All the gold mines are created by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, why should one accept a magician who can manufacture only a small portion of gold? Such gurus are accepted by those who are blind, not knowing the goal of life. Maharaj Satyavrata, however, knew the goal of life. He knew the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he accepted the Lord as his guru. Either the Supreme Lord or his representative can become guru. The Lord says, "Mam eva ye prabhadyante mayam etam tarantite." One can get relief from the clutches of Maya as soon as one surrenders unto me. Therefore, it is the guru's business to instruct his disciple to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead if he wants a relief from the material clutches. This is a symptom of the guru. This same principle was instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yare deka tareka Krishna padesh. In other words, one is advised not to accept a guru who does not follow the path of instruction given by Lord Krishna. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjanasalakaya Chakshodan Balitam Yanam Dasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yata Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Roganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Satam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishagan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagat Pate Gopesha Govigaganta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Ganjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Brijabano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Banchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. King Satyavrata is offering very beautiful prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here, appearing in the form of a fish, a huge fish, but completely transcendental to the modes of material nature. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, He can assume any form by His sweet will. He's the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata savam parvatate. As Prabhupada is mentioning here in the purport, Krishna is the source of everything. He's the source of all the spiritual and all the material worlds. And as it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, ete chamsa kalapam sam Krishna's tu Bhagavan swayam. So Krishna certainly too is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Brahma, the secondary creator of this material world, being inspired by the Lord, He has prayed in His Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchir Ananda Vigra Nadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. That's why Bhagavan Sri Krishna Yashodanandan Gopinath is the source of everything. And He has His wonderful pastimes in the spiritual realm, the highest realm being Krishna Loka, which is divided in four: Golok Vrindavan, Braj Vrindavan, where He is performing His pastimes with His most beloved associates, the Brijabasis, with a very wonderful loving exchange, Madhurya Bhav, where they are not even conscious that the Supreme, that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. They think that is My beloved. So that is the highest realm. And then we have Navadvip, which is non-different. At the same time, some difference is there. Achinta Beda Beda Tattva. It is non-different from Braj. But at the same time, some difference is there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, who is non-different from Radha Krishna. But He's coming, He's there, He's relishing the wonderful, loving exchange of Krishna with Srimati Radharani and the Brijabasis. And then He's having His wonderful pastime with His eternal associates. And then there are unlimited Vaikuntha planets, where there are different Vishnu Murtis with different names, Madhusudan, Trivikram, Ityadi, and so on. With the goddesses of fortune, who are expansions of Mool Shakti Srimati Radharani, performing the pastimes there with their unlimited associates in Aishwarya Bhav, where they have love, everyone has love for the Supreme Lord in the spiritual realm, in Vaikuntha. But in Vaikuntha, they have some honor, reverence. They know that Vishnu is the Supreme Lord. So therefore, it is not the highest limit of loving exchange between the Supreme Lord and His associates. That is found only in Golok Vrindavan and in Shvetadvip Navadvip. So sometimes by His own sweet will, Krishna is manifesting this material world. And He Himself is coming once in the lay of Lord Brahma, who, being inspired by the Lord, has created the different living entities, different forms. The living entities are eternal, but He's creating different forms by the will of the Lord, being inspired by the Lord. And so Krishna Himself is coming in this world, and then His expansions are coming. So, which are unlimited. They cannot be counted, because they are unlimited universes in the material realm. When it is manifested, which is only a small part of the spiritual realm, the material world, it is mentioned that the spiritual realm is known as Tripad Vibhuti. It is of three parts, Tripad Vibhuti, and the material world is known as Ekpad Vibhuti. Vibhuti is a greatness, it is practically the opulence of the Lord, and it is unlimited. So the spiritual realm is unlimited. Similarly, when the material world is manifested, it is to some extent unlimited also. But just to give some idea to the living entities, it is mentioned that three parts are the spiritual world, and one part is the material world, just to give some idea. And so in this, there are unlimited universes, and in each universe, there's one Lord Brahma. Our universe is the smallest. He only has four heads, our Brahma. And other universes, Brahma has 10 heads, 100 heads, thousands of heads. But even this material universe, even the material scientists, they have no idea how big it is. They don't have the proper understanding. They have some understanding, but not a complete understanding. That is only by taking shelter of the spiritual master and the Vedic literatures, then one can have the complete understanding to some extent. Because even if we're trying as a devotee and surrendering to Krishna, we cannot completely understand Krishna, who is unlimited. And even the material world, it is beyond our conception. But by the mercy of the Lord, something can be revealed. And so we are situated in the smallest universe of the unlimited universes, and Krishna is coming once in a day, and after Krishna, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. Other times, different other expanses are coming. So here we have Matsyavatar, known also as the Lilavatar, pastime incarnation, which are mentioned as 10, Dashavatar, which are performing pastime for the benefit. Of course, the only enjoyment is there of the Lord. Atmaram, Aptakam, whatever is happening is ultimately also for Krishna's enjoyment. At the same time, when the material world is manifested, so then for the purpose of giving the conditioned soul, the Bhada Jiva, the chance to realize their spiritual nature completely apart from the gross and subtle body, a spiritual being having a transcendental form, Sat Chit Ananda, an eternal form full of bliss and knowledge. For that purpose the Lord is coming, or these are different incarnations, to protect them, as Krishna says, Pratranaya Saranam Vinasha Chaduskridam Dharma Samstapanataya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. I come in every millennium to protect the devotees, to kill the demons, and to establish religion, dharma. Here Matsyavatar has come for the specific purpose to bless Satyavrat Muni and the king Satyavrat, and also other sages. And there was a time for a partial inundation, and so for that purpose he was then saving the king and the sages and some qualified or some persons who were supposed to be saved in a boat. And then he had told the king also to collect herbs and whatever was required to survive on the boat. And even then after that, when the inundation would be over, to again on this planet try to establish the system of religion, and see that whoever is then here, that they may adopt the devotional service of the Lord, and so they may live peacefully in this world. So it is in a common, uncommon form of the Lord, but it is completely transcendental, Sat Chit Ananda Sarup. And therefore, so as the pastime, we can see, first it was a small form, and then it became bigger and bigger and bigger, a huge form. And here the main point here in the prayer, beautiful prayers, but here in this verse, he is explaining about two kinds of guru. First of all, about those who are actually not fully qualified to take the position of guru, to act in that capacity. Because the spiritual master, the guru, of course guru, if you see the Shabdakosh, the Sanskrit dictionary can have various meanings. Like in Sanskrit, which is the most vast language, most of the words, they may have different meanings, just like guru. So guru means the spiritual master. It can mean the elders also, the parents. They are known as Gurujan. Anyone who is elder and who is able to follow the injunctions of the Vedic literatures, so he has to be respected as Gurujan. And guru, that means also heavy, just like in Sanskrit. This lagu and guru, the vowels, if it is short, is known as lagu. For example, we have here the word yatha. So the first A in yatha, that is known as lagu, short A. And the second one is known as guru, yatha. So the first one, lagu, is pronounced short, and the second one, the guru, is pronounced long. So different meanings. But the main meaning of the word guru is the person who is giving transcendental knowledge. And so just like, for example, the word atma, atma refers to the soul. But it refers to the supreme soul also, the supreme being, Paramatma, the super soul or the supreme personality of Godhead. And it may refer to those who are embodied and who identify with the body, who think I am this person, that person, or identifying with the consciousness. So therefore Atma can refer to that also, according to where it is placed and according to the composer of the different verses. So here Guru, first he has explained about the guru who is not completely bona fide, who is not properly situated, but still he may be accepted as guru, addressed as guru. Just like, for example, the parents, they're known as Gurujan, and they should be qualified, as it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the 7th canto, they should be qualified to deliver the children from the cycle of birth and death. Then they're really qualified fathers and mothers. And therefore they are accepted as Gurujan. So Guru Nasasyat, Pita Nasasyat, Sajanin Nasasyat. So it is mentioned there. So even if one is maybe not so qualified, but if he's in a position to guide others, he is accepted as Guru. And therefore even we know that the Sadguru is there, that the spiritual master is completely qualified, who is transcendentally situated, who is the representative of the Lord, as explained here by Prabhupada, and as we understand, Sakshat Daritvena Samasta Saistreya, that the spiritual master is just as good as the Lord, because he's fully absorbed in the Lord, and he is giving the message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the conditioned soul. He's giving blessings. He's carrying the blessings of the Supreme Lord. He's empowered to deliver the fallen conditioned soul. So that is the Sadguru, the spiritual master who is transcendentally situated. And then others may be there who may not be so powerful empowered or fully pure, but if they're following the pure devotee and the instructions of the Supreme Lord, they may also give guidance for the conditioned souls, so they may be able to advance. However, if one is not knowing the purpose of life, as explained here in this verse by Avidushaha, by Satyavat, that Vidusha means one who knows. Avidusha means one who has no knowledge of the goal of life. So such a guru is actually Abudaha, he's a fool. And he should not be actually accepted. But who is accepting such person? Janasya. So Achakshuha. Achakshushu, one who does not have the proper vision. Chakshu means the eyes. And two kinds of eyes. One is the transcendental eye, and one is the eye which is here, which we have, having this material body, by which we can see. But the proper seeing is there is if we have knowledge. Jnana chakshu, shastra chakshus. So we should get transcendental knowledge from the scripture, from the spiritual master, then we have the proper vision. So many people, they come to the temple here and they don't have the proper understanding even sometimes, or many times. They see the deities and they think, yeah, well, they are very beautiful. Or they may think, well, Krishna, Vishnu and Shiva, and they're all one, they're all the same. From one point of view, it is true. And because they're all part of Krishna. And we can see the Krishna. When you say Krishna, everything is included in Krishna. Even the demigods, even all the living entities are included in Krishna. At the same time, there's a difference. Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva, the simultaneously one and different. So the demigods are different, non-different from the Lord, because they also have Satchinananda Sarup. And we also, we are eternal passages of Krishna, Mamivamsa Jivaloke Jivaburta Sanatana. Our transcendental nature is there, our real nature, our identity, spiritual identity, Satchidananda Sarup. We have the same quality as Krishna. So we are no different from Krishna in terms of the transcendental subject matter of being eternal, knowledgeable and blissful, having a personal form. But Krishna is Vibhu, is unlimited, and we are Anu, we are infinitesimal, very small. And so therefore even our knowledge is not as great as Krishna's knowledge. Our pleasure cannot equal to Krishna's. But if we have fully surrendered to Krishna, we can also experience Paramanand, a vast ocean of transcendental bliss. So the demigods, they may have, even those spiritual masters who are not fully knowledgeable, so they are also part and parcels of Krishna, but they are bewildered. And they are not fully conscious of the actual fact. But they may be respected also. But we follow those who are fully realized, Sadhguru, who are Shastravit, who know the scriptures, Vedantavit, who know the conclusion, Siddhantavit of the scriptures, Rasatattvavit, especially those who know about the transcendental loving pastimes of Krishna and Braj, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually came to give. So the persons who are not knowledgeable, who are not so fortunate enough to have amassed enough pious credits in order to be able to understand the transcendental subject matter and in order to be able to take shelter of Sadhguru, so their knowledge is limited and their sight is not pure. Therefore it is mentioned here achakshu. They don't have the full power of the sight, of the seeing. They see something, but they don't see properly. They don't see properly. Andasya, they're just like a blind person. A blind person, he doesn't see anything. But the blind person, if he's hearing, he can also see something. Especially if he's hearing from the representative of the Lord, the Supreme, the representative of Krishna or Mahaprabhu, then he can hear about Krishna. And then if he's following the instruction of such a person, he can see with spiritual vision. But just by hearing, he can ultimately see by following the instructions of the great soul, even without the eyes. Therefore it is mentioned, even without the material eyes, which we usually need, and it is helpful if one is able to see nicely. If one is blind, there's some incapacities there. It is a little difficult, but still by the mercy of Krishna, such a person can also see transcendentally. So mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayati grim yakipadamande sigurum dinataranam Sri Chaitanya Mishwaram Paramananda Madhavam. So Sri Guru is there, and by his mercy, even those who are mukam karoti vachalam, those who are not able to speak properly, they may be able to speak very nicely. As explained even also in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita and glorification of Mahaprabhu, Vandyanadat Pudaishwaryam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nijo Pi Yaprasadatsyat Bhakti Shastra Pavatakaha. Even those who are very fallen, but by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, by surrendering to Mahaprabhu, then they can become the greatest orator, the greatest speaker. They can speak on the Bhakti Shastra. And as mentioned here also by Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying to one devotee as he was going to South India, one Brahmana, who wanted to follow him. And he told him, you just stay at home. And then he told him, so he was impressed by Mahaprabhu and he wanted to follow Mahaprabhu. He understood that Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he wanted to follow him and give up everything. But Mahaprabhu told him, no, you stay at home. And he told him, Yare Dekataika Krishna Padesh amar agyaya guru hanatara e desh. So you, under my order, you stay there and you deliver those who are there in your place where you're living. And you become guru, means instructor. And then the message which you have received, the Krishna Upadesh, Krishna's instructions, you will repeat. And even Prabhupada many times he said, so it is not difficult to become guru. You just repeat what you heard from your guru, what you heard from Krishna. So it is easy, but at the same time we know actually there has to be some qualification in order to properly guide others. One has to be firmly fixed on the transcendental platform, and then one may be able to take the position of spiritual master, either the Diksha Guru, the initiating spiritual master, or Shiksha Guru, instructing spiritual master. But one may be able to give guidance even if one is not perfect, and then is known as Vatma Pradarshak Guru. Vatma means the path. Pradarshak is showing. So he's showing the path. So that may be there. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he's the Adi Guru, just like Krishna, the original spiritual master. Tene Brahma Ridaya Adi Kavaye. Tene Brahma, this transcendental knowledge, Krishna spoke to Adi Kavi, the first poet, that is Lord Brahma, the first qualified or the only qualified being at the beginning of creation, who becomes the most qualified living entity, becomes Lord Brahma. And so instructed him, and he in turn gave knowledge to so many different personalities. So in our sampradaya is the Adi Guru, after Krishna, is Lord Brahma. He spoke to Narada Muni, to the four Kumaras, and so many others. The Supreme Lord is very merciful, so He Himself is giving the knowledge, or is giving the knowledge through His representative. But we have to be fortunate also, and we have to pray to the Supreme Lord that we are always under the proper guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, as explained here, if one is not qualified, the spiritual master, then actually there is not so much benefit. And it is known as the blind leading the blind. And if a blind man is walking, sometimes it happens and you can see that a blind man, he cannot see, and maybe he may have a stick, and then but sometimes he doesn't see something, and there's a hole, he can fall in the hole. And those who are following him, the blind man, they will also fall in the hole. So therefore we have to be careful that we approach a spiritual master who is firmly fixed on the transcendental platform, who is a realized soul, who is a pure devotee, and under his guidance we can make rapid advancement on the path of this spiritual life. Here one interesting point, of course, is that he is accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Guru, which is alright, which is, of course, that is the ideal. If the spiritual master is Krishna, just like for Arjuna, Krishna is the spiritual master. He surrendered to him. They were friends also, they were related. But he accepted him as the spiritual master, Jagad Guru. And he's the Jagad Guru, he's the spiritual master of everyone ultimately. And even Mahaprabhu, so he gave transcendental knowledge to so many devotees, so they are most fortunate. And even so here, Satyavata was fortunate that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is instructing him directly. So that is then one can be sure that the knowledge is completely transcendental. So, but at the same time, as Prabhupada is explaining, so the representative, the pure devotee, the Sadguru, is completely transcendental, who is empowered by the Lord. He may be mostly is an eternal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we take shelter of Him, just like our acharyas in our Guru Parampara, so the Shiksha Parampara is mentioned, they are all pure devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, eternal associates. So they are always residing in the spiritual realm, in Shetadip Navadvipa and in Golok Vrindavan, participating in the wonderful pastimes of Chit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna himself. But by the will of the world, of the Lord, just like Krishna is coming here, they are coming here in order to live with the conditioned souls. And so those who take shelter of such a Paramahamsa Mahabhagavat Mahapurush, they may also become pure. So three kinds of Siddha are there, of liberated persons. Of course, the Supreme Lord is always liberated. And then there are two kinds of living entities, as explained by the Acharyas, even by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And of course, Aradhya Bhagavan, Rajesha Taniyastad Dhamma Vrindavanam, Ramya Kachita Parsana, Vrajavadvarganiya Kalpitaha. That is the opinion of Mahaprabhu, as presented by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Prabhupada. Many times he quoted that verse. Our Aradhya Dev. So that is Sri Krishna, our Ishtadev, our worshipable object. So that is always Krishna. And he's actually the most worshipable of all the personalities of Godhead. And everyone is recognizing all the great sages, even all the expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vishnumurti is even Balaram, who is the first expansion, is known as Adiguru also. But still, he's thinking of himself as a servant of Krishna. Ekaleshwara Krishna Arasabha Britya, as it is mentioned. The only Supreme Lord and Controller, that is Krishna. Everyone is Britya, is servant of Krishna. Even Balaram, he's in that position. And he's the first expansion of Krishna. But he's thinking of himself as being the servant of Krishna. He wants to serve Krishna in various capacities. He's the friend of Krishna, he's the elder brother of Krishna. So the different bhavs are there. A Sakya bhav is there, Krishna is my best friend. But always the underlying principle is there, the dasya, that I am the servant of Krishna. Even Balaram is thinking and he wants to serve Krishna as the elder brother. One time as Ram Lila, so he's there as Lakshman, the younger brother, but he was quite feeling some difficulties, and so therefore he decided, it is explained, that he wants to be the elder brother only from now on. Of course, that is in the past time, but the eternal form of the Lord is there. Balaram is eternally the elder brother of Krishna, but still Krishna is the source of everything, even of Balaram, but simultaneously eternally existing. And he's serving as the friend, as the brother, and he's becoming, as explained, the different paraphernalia and braj. These are manifestations of Balaram from one point of view. Even Vrindavan Dham or braj, the holy abode. Also even in the Madhurya Bhav, it is mentioned by the Acharyas, even by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, that Balaram is expanding also as Anangamanjari, and she simultaneously also the younger sister of Srimati Radharani, and in that capacity serving the divine couple, and especially then of course serving Parampurush Krishna in this conjugal relationship in the Madhurya Bhav, Gopi Bhav. So even Balaram is thinking and he wants to always serve Krishna. The Supreme Being, Parampurush, Purushottam, Adipurush, Swayam Bhagavan, Adiguru. So Adiguru, sometimes Balaram is referred to as Adiguru, but that is in the capacity of the sadhaka realizing their nature is the eternal servant of Krishna. Just now we know as sadhakas, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. But we may not have the realization, the practical realization. So in the beginning stage, Balaram and Nityananda are very essential in bestowing the mercy, and the spiritual master is representing Balaram and Nityananda to give this transcendental knowledge by which the sadhaka he can advance. But then in the later stages, on the platform of the Siddhavasta, or when one is coming to the transcendental platform, little more advanced, then actually the internal energy predominated by Krishna himself, the Samvit Shakti, and then the Ilyarini Shakti, the pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani, they will help the devotee who is more advanced to realize his Swarupa and then engage in the loving transcendental exchange with Krishna in Braj. So from that point of view, we can see clearly that Krishna is Adiguru, and of course even Srimati Radharani, and through her maid servants who have come as the Goswamis, like Rupan Sanatan Goswami Tyadi and so on, they are taking the position of giving this transcendental knowledge for the sadhakas, representing Balaram and Nityananda, and in the higher stage, they are directly then representing Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And therefore also it is mentioned that the spiritual master, the Diksha Guru, is a representative of Krishna Roop, of Krishna's form, which we can see. And the Shiksha Guru is a representation of Krishna's Roop, Krishna's mood, Krishna's, of course Krishna's mood and Krishna are not different. But like for example, even here, you can see Krishna and Balaram, you can see Radha Shamasundar, their beautiful form. But what is Krishna thinking? You can see when you see the deity? You can see? You can know? No. Only by hearing from the advanced devotee who is giving the shiksha, then you can actually see what is Krishna thinking. When he's with Balaram, he's thinking about the cowboys, about the cows, the calves, and playing. When he's with Srimati Radharani, he's not thinking about the cowboys and the cows and the calves. When he's with Radharani, he's only thinking about Radharani and the gopis. So in this way, so these things are revealed by the Shiksha Guru. Of course, the Diksha Guru is also Shiksha Guru giving instructions. But we may have one Diksha Guru who is connecting us to Krishna, although we are connected eternally to Krishna, but it is helping us to realize that we belong to Krishna. That is the Diksha Guru. And then he's also becoming usually Shiksha Guru, giving instructions. Otherwise, what is the use of the Guru if he's not giving instruction? But it's one Diksha Guru, but we may have several Shiksha Gurus. Because the Diksha Guru, he may disappear from this world, aprakat, from our vision, but he's eternal, just like Krishna. But he may disappear from our vision, we may go here and there preaching. Then the beginning devotees who are not qualified yet in the higher sense, Then they are sometimes almost like lost. They don't know what to do. And therefore it may be helpful for them to take shelter of those who are more advanced, who may act as a Shiksha Guru, giving instructions so that they are transcendently situated and able to advance. And Shiksha Guru, you may have more than one. You may have two, three, four, five. No harm. But you should have the same mood as the Diksha Guru. Should be the same mood. And of course, he should be a Paramahamsa also, a pure devotee. So the main point here, of course, is that we have to accept the spiritual master who is, as mentioned here, the spiritual master Arka Drik. Arka means the sun. Drik means actually to see. And so when the sun is there, we can see. And if the sun is not there, night time, of course, if the full moon is there, we can see something, but also not much. On new moon night, we cannot see anything, especially if there's no electricity, and if you don't have a torchlight, or if the mobile is not working. But in daytime, we don't need we don't need extra light, even if it is cloudy. So the spiritual master, the Krishna is Krishna Surya. Sama maya andakar jan Krishna tamaya adikar nai. Krishna is like the sun. Krishna is the sun. Krishna is the origin of the sun. Krishna is giving the light to the sun. The sun has the light where from? From the Brahma Jyoti, which is Krishna's effulgence. So if Krishna is there, then we can see. And the spiritual master is connected to Krishna. And he can see. And if you're in connection with the spiritual master, then we can see properly. So the main point is we have to accept the Supreme Lord or the spiritual master who is the representative of Krishna, the pure devotee. But the important point is that so the spiritual master is important, but at the same time, so we have to see so that he's part of the Akanda Guru Tattva, the unbroken principle of the spiritual master, and Krishna is the origin of that. His Dhyani Guru and everything is included. And so the spiritual master is a manifestation of the mercy of Krishna. Krishna Kripa, Sri Murti, that is the spiritual master. So we take shelter of such a person who is a representative of Balram, Krishna and Srimati Radharani. But the important point also which we may make here is that Krishna himself is giving instruction in our heart, is there in our heart, he wants to guide us. But because we are not able to take guidance from Krishna in the heart, he's appearing as the Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru. But we have to try to understand also that Krishna is trying to help us directly. And even the Achavigra is there. And if we approach the Achavigraha, they will also reciprocate. If we pray to them, they can help us. So we are very fortunate by the mercy of the Spirit Master who has manifested the deity Achavigraha. And then the Bhagavatam is no different from Krishna. By reading the Bhagavatam, we'll get knowledge. And even, of course, the Spirit Master is giving the Krishna Naam. Of course, Krishna Naam is no different from Krishna. It's self-manifest. But usually the Spiritual Master is giving the information by which we can chant properly with the proper understanding, by which we can properly understand and properly chant. And then Krishna himself, when he chants properly, he will give guidance. He's the Prabhu, Krishna Naam. He's Guru, Param Guru. That is Krishna Naam also. And even the Gayatri Mantra is no different from Krishna. And in this way, so Krishna is manifesting in different ways so that we can advance in spiritual life. Hare Krishna. Any questions or any comments? Yes, everything very clear. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. So, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.